Our main stage for the best 5 minutes of the day is Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, horrible. The hurricane turned tropical storm, and the damage it caused, pretty rough.
Yeah, my friend Roseanne lives down in that neck of the woods, and so she's been sending updates. She seems to be relatively unscathed, but there sure are a lot of reports of bad things happening around there.
Does she live in Charlotte?
No, I think she's in South Carolina, but you know, she has been in touch with Rachel Crabb, Kent's daughter. So Larry Crabb's granddaughter is at one of the colleges that was covered with water, and so she's been getting feedback from them. And
yeah.
So yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, the Florida aspect, but then also, I mean, in terms of Asheville and North Carolina, and I guess, you know, I guess I've been to Tampa before, but I mean, spending those days at the Billy Graham Center in,
right.
It's, I think, in Asheville, right? I think
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it is in Asheville, yep.
And so, I know we've both been there. I did 1 week, and I mean, the spiritual end was beautiful. The food they served there was incredible, too.
Yeah, one of the most amazing places in the United States, I think. So.
But I mean, a lot of trees and a lot of, you know, elevation, and so just even trying to deal with that mess just is overwhelming.
Yeah, for sure. It's hard to even fathom what that is like.
So between that and then just some of the rancor that exists and between war and violence and political and social rancor and what seems to be no fuse for people, like if you disagree, especially on social media, it's somebody responded to something I posted and said, I can't believe you believe that garbage. And so I you know, I think it is just a time where I'm kind of going to that Larry Crabb book that you mentioned about when God's ways don't make sense, when they don't make sense to us. But, you know, and I'm thinking about the biblical character of Habakkuk a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure. I think that too. And I don't know quite how to process all of that, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I just posted as we were getting on the air this morning that we should seek after truth, goodness, and beauty. And it seems like those things are in rare measure these days. And
but
really,
you know,
wanting
what?
To...
You sent that to me, and it just felt like a healing salve. So thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't know quite where we find that, but I know it's there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things we look for.
Dostoevsky said beauty will save the world, so yes.
He did, yeah, absolutely. My friend Jordan has a picture of Dostoevsky and that quote tattooed on his arm. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Take a deep breath. I don't know, just different songs. I'm thinking of How Beautiful from Twyla Paris or Breathe from Johnny Diaz. Following whatever song I play about love after this, we'll get some of those on. So we'll try to have some healing music here this morning on WWIB as well. So
yeah,
hear more and more people say, you know what, I just can't listen to the news. And it's just kind of where we're at these days. So
yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, yeah. But I wear the title of news director here.
Right. Hard to not listen to the news when you're the news director.
And it is, 36 days till the election, 22 days until early voting starts October 22nd. So I plan to vote early. How about you?
I think I'm going to try to vote early as well.
Yeah. So. All right. Hey, let's get to Acts 9 is what we're starting on today. We're just skipping ahead to Acts 9, 1 and 2.
And that says, meanwhile, Saul was uttering threats with every breath and was eager to kill the Lord's followers. So he went to the high priest. He requested letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus, asking for their cooperation in the arrest of any followers of the way he found there. He wanted to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains.
We're about to read about the most dramatic conversion just about ever. In your letters to the Love and Devotional Commentary, Jason, you write, Saul continued his campaign of hatred against my son and his followers, murderous threats filling his lungs. He went on to the high priest to ask for letters of support for his attacks on my people. He planned to go north toward Damascus, arresting as many of my followers as possible, intending to bring them back to Jerusalem to imprison them. Every desire of Saul's heart was to stop the advancement of the way, which is what many called the growing church. Final thought.
Man, you know, this feels like this touches on where we're at, right? This vitriol, this hatred that just, he's following, and I see many of us following that same path. And, you know, as you said, God's about to knock him off his feet, and I think many of us need to be reminded of that place of love, place of wholeness, and we're sometimes on the wrong path and need to get back there.
It gets my attention. Every desire of Saul's heart was to stop the advancement of the way, and yet he became, I mean, who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk
right.
it? He becomes the leader of the way and the one
yep.
who writes the most New Testament scripture of anybody.
Absolutely. For sure.
Crazy. Thanks, Jason. Yeah, I believe it's Monday Night Football in Detroit. Drew Freilich, are you going to be there? The Lions and Seahawks tonight.
I cannot afford to be at that
yeah.
game on a pastor's salary. We're not quite there yet.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know, I'll be watching on TV. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
The city's alive. You know, the Tigers made the playoffs this past weekend, too.
They've been the hottest team in baseball.
It's very, if you're a sports person,
yeah.
it's a very, very hot vibe around here the last few weeks. So very fun.
All right. Yeah. That kind of, we've got focused on the Brewers over here. So, in fact, I just went to a Brewers documentary on the 1982 team that didn't win it all, but they had a parade for them in Milwaukee, even after losing in seven. So that was exciting. But what the Tigers,
wow.
I know they won it all in 84 and in the 60s
yeah.
sometimes.
Great year. The year I was born. So
yeah.
would love to see that again.
Wow. 20.
Yeah,
I forget. We got that 20-year difference to the day.
I know.
So speaking of birthdays, you turned 40 in June, and I think your wife just caught up with you.
Yeah. So this is, I think you'll think this is interesting. So she turned 40 last week. And I was trying to think of something special to do. We rented a tandem bicycle, which was not easy to get my hands on.
Yeah.
But we rented a tandem bicycle, and we did a 40-mile bike ride around Detroit.
Wow.
And we visited, like, it was very cool. We visited old, you know who Reinhold Niebuhr is? He wrote the Serenity Prayer.
Yeah, no, I just quoted from some of it this morning before 6.
So he was a pastor in Detroit. He actually lived in the neighborhood we're in.
I never knew that.
Yeah, so he was here. We went and visited his church. There's a church that's about a half a mile from where we live that was founded in the early 1900s, and my great-great-grandfather was like the worship leader there.
Huh.
We went there. We went to Malcolm X's old temple.
Wow.
We went to a bunch of just different churches.
Did you have like a picnic? Did you have a picnic lunch along the way? Or
no, we just like stopped at restaurants. It was hilarious.
Okay.
And so we're these, you know, these two white people on this tandem bike driving through Detroit. There's all these balloons off the side. We're getting like a bajillion looks and honks and
nice.
People shouting happy birthday at us and stuff like that.
Good job.
It was really cool, and I know I did a good job.
Yeah.
Because all the neighbors' wives looked sort of, like, disappointed with their husbands when my wife...
Yeah, exactly.
So I was like, oh, I nailed it. I know I nailed it, because they all look like they're in trouble now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the best place to be.
Oh, yeah.
So that was very cool.
Very good. Good job, Drew.
Yeah. Yep.
All
trophy
right.
for me.
Hey, hold the line. I want to tell you about something. So there's our buddy, Drew Freilich. You never know what he's going to share. The WIB Wake Up Show, our weekend recap here on a Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB and WIB.com. And so, I don't know, Friday night, sat in for you in the Chippewa Falls Superior High School football game on WOGO as Chahi doubled up Superior 54-27. And somewhere in there kind of injured my voice. I think it was a blocked punt touchdown that, you know, you just kind of react. You don't know what's coming. And dealing with that a little bit and having some tea today. Saturday, a workshop on spiritual abuse was held at Valley Brook Church downtown Eau Claire. Naomi Wright from Be Emboldened Ministries sharing on that. Good to be with others at that event. And then on Sunday, served as the greeter at church, a fine service. The Packer game was not what we expected, but, you know, competitive in the end, I guess. Caught a little bit of napping, and the Brewers documentary on the 82 Brewers, my freshman year in college, the only time the crew went to the World Series, lost in 7. Great job. It's called Just a Bit Outside. It's still at MyCon downtown in Eau Claire, so check that out.
Well, there you go. Well, I think probably the highlight of Saturday for us was going down to the third annual Taste of the Orchard at Avenue Orchard. Again, Ronnie Appleseed and the team there, just it's unbelievable how many different samples of all their different products they had. I mean, everything from pies and jam in the middle bars to multiple meats like beef and chicken and turkey, and then like the different sauces that they make with the jams, but also baked goods, garlic bread braids and jalapeno bread braids and apple cider slushies. Just, I mean, sample after sample. So my kids just loved, I mean, the cookies and just tons and tons of samples. So we loaded up on lots of Avenue Orchard products, and the kids just really enjoyed that experience. And it was just a beautiful day on Saturday as well, too. So thank you so much, Ronnie and the team, for that Taste of the Orchard event. It was phenomenal, and hope everybody will get out to it next year and get out to the Orchard store as well and support a great local advertiser here in WWIB. So that was a part of what we did on Saturday, along with running errands. And then yesterday, Sunday, enjoyed our church service, and then just spending some time with my sister Rachel and her family and some of my younger siblings, too. Mom and Dad were out, so we actually took over their house, and we enjoyed pizza for dinner and had a great time watching the Packers game, even though it didn't turn out the way we were hoping to. Just some good times spending time as just family yesterday, and then got outside and tossed the football around with Cooper for a while, and he had both his mom and his auntie Rachel as defense against him because he really wanted to be able to catch touchdown passes against both of them. And it took a while, right? Cooper took a while because they were pretty good at defense, but eventually he got that done. So,
all right, way to go, Cooper. The Wake Up Show on WWIB, three jokes apiece, Havo and Caleb on a Make Us Laugh Monday, and my first one is just a question, Caleb. Why is it that no one seems to have the right amount of whelm?
There we go.
Either overwhelmed, underwhelmed. That joke needed explaining. Thank you.
I was just a little late turning my mic on. I got it. So there you go. Let me find my jokes here on a Make Us Laugh Monday, 715-396-1670. If you would like to join in the fun and do better than us, which usually isn't that hard. Well, an observation about aging: I'm a kid at heart and a senior citizen in the knees, hip, and back.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. So a priest, a pastor, and a rabbit walked into a blood donation clinic. And the nurse asked the rabbit, "What is your blood type?" And he's like, "I'm probably a type O," said the rabbit.
Oh, yeah, man. Typo.
Yeah.
Rabbit said a rabbi.
Yes.
There we go. Like it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just woke up laughing today.
Good.
Yeah, I must have slept funny.
Okay. I like it. Hey, finally for me, forget the past. You cannot change it. Forget the future. You cannot predict it. Forget the present. I did not get you one.
Oh, man.
That's good. And finally, just kind of another observation is as I've gotten a little bit older and hopefully wiser, Havo, I never make the same mistake twice. I make it five or six times just to be sure.
I can relate to that.
All right, and let's go back to the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670, as I believe we have a little something here from Linda as well.
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Linda. And I don't know how funny this is. When I first heard it, it did seem funny, but depending on how you look at it. But anyway, here's a little a fun thing. It says, who was the greatest financier in the Bible? It was Noah. He was floating with his stock while everyone else was in liquidation. That's it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks,
God bless you.
Thank you. As we promised on a Make Us Laugh Monday, we have a couple jokes that were submitted right before the top of the hour.
This is Hope from Eau Claire. I have a joke for you. What did one eye say to the other? Between you and me, something smells.
There you go. Hope from Eau Claire. What did one eye say to the other? Between you and me, something
good
smells.
One, Hope.
I like it. And here's one more from Ladysmith.
What do you get when you use a pumpkin to play baseball with?
Hmm.
It quickly turns into a game of squash.
Mm. Here you go.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday.
It's very true, Helva.
'Cause no matter how far away you...
It is. Boy, being home and with family. Let me just use my wife as an example. that other than our 2 years in Liberia, she's been at her parents' on Christmas Eve every year of her life. Same house. They kind of added on to the home, but this home in Maiden Rock. And so there's nothing like being there with family for the holidays. And that sets up our Home for the Holidays contest.
Yes. And now we've been saying this may just be the best gift that you get or give this year, this gift, a chance to go home or to bring someone you love home to you for Christmas. And the reason we want to take a little extra time to talk about this is I think there's a lot of people out there in Western and Central Wisconsin listening, Havel, that think that their story isn't important enough to enter, that it needs to be something huge and magnanimous. And you know, it's just about families being together. That's why we've run this contest for so many years, why our sponsors help us do this.
You know, I fall into this trap all the time. With contests and drawings, you just think, you know, what are my chances? But your chances are great. Your chances are great. Tell a story. You know, take a chance.
And again, our winner is going to receive $1,000 toward their travel expenses, usually toward round-trip airfare, to help a family be together this Christmas. That's what we want. As we celebrate the birth of the Savior, as we celebrate the King, we want to make sure families can be together. And so Wib, along with our sponsors, we're bringing this back to give somebody $1,000 to make that happen when maybe it otherwise couldn't.
You know what? So all you got to do is on your phone, on a Chromebook, on a desktop, just go to wib.com/holidays, wwib.com/holidays, and kind of write out your story, your entry. Tell your tale. We don't know it unless you tell it. Listen, you're not going to win if you don't enter, but if you do enter, you got a chance.
Again, wwib.com/holidays. We'd be remiss if we didn't shout out some of the great sponsors that are helping make this Home for the Holidays contest possible. It's brought to you in part by Allie Rudd Financial Services. They're a major sponsor making it happen this year. Also, thank you so much to Dixon's Apple Orchard. Wonderful folks and a great time to get out to the orchard. TTM Technologies, they're now hiring. And Cambridge Senior Living of Rice Lake, Hudson, and Eau Claire. And again, Havel, it starts with going to wwib.com. That's where you enter.
Absolutely. Go there. wib.com/holidays. wib.com/holidays. Don't say you'll do it tomorrow. Do it today. The Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB on this Make Us Laugh Monday. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that are good cooks, but many men, many of us guys are just kind of maybe out of place in the kitchen. Here are some examples this morning.
Yeah. So this came from a lady on TikTok who shared how her guy put away leftover fettuccine. Apparently, he piled it into a vase, topped it with plastic wrap, and put it in the fridge.
And called it good.
I think that's actually pretty inventive. But sometimes I think maybe our spouse is going to be like, well, we've got
Tupperware.
This is where the right containers are sold. You didn't have to use a vase.
Right, exactly. Yeah. For instance, some other examples of what are billed as maybe miscues in the kitchen. One woman says, my husband put the whole entire crock pot in the fridge, cord and all.
See, I think that's more amazing because it would never fit in our fridge because there's a lot of stuff, which we should be thankful for.
But, yes.
How about this one? A gal says, my husband put gumbo in the tea pitcher.
Yeah, it doesn't go in there.
Okay.
Another lady says, my husband's favorite cup to drink iced coffee out of is also a flower vase.
I guess there's more uses for vases when you don't have flowers in them. Another wife said, my husband couldn't get the plastic wrap to stay on. I hate plastic wrap. I hate it. Just a little editorial here.
A little side note.
I hate it. Tin foil I can work with. Plastic wrap I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, she says, my husband couldn't get the plastic wrap to stay on, so we used packing tape around the whole bowl.
Wow.
Bravo.
There you
Bravo.
Go. Duct tape for everything, maybe. And finally, a woman says, my husband will make Tupperware from tin foil before looking for the actual Tupperware.
See, again, I just see necessity being the mother of invention here.
Yeah, it is.
But there probably is a clearly marked drawer or cupboard somewhere.
Yep.